Part 1. Life is a long sleep, and love is its dream. Alfred de Musset. Zara. 9th of December, 1954. Colmar. The guard pushed a metal cart through the museum's main gallery and into the minuscule art library. He took a piece of cardboard out of his pocket and wrote something on it before placing it on one of the many empty shelves. Zara squinted and counted. 1, 2, 3, 7. The last time she had seen that many new art books in Colmar's library was over a year ago, when Madame Martin, the lonely old lady on Rue Rapp, passed away. As much as she lived for the days when new books arrived, she hoped nobody had died this time. When the cart's wheels screeched again on the hallway's marble floor, she sneaked out of her hiding place and rushed to the shelf. The note said, December 1954, new. And the books were all about architecture, sculpture, and art restoration. All except for one book, with no visible title. A big, shiny tome with water lilies on the cover. She was sure she had never seen it before, but somehow it looked familiar. It felt familiar, and she was drawn to it, inexplicably. Zara went back to her safe place, in the east corner of the library, holding the book tight, and carefully opened it. Monet's Impressionism, limited first edition, 1954. On the inner cover were two initials in ink, LP. Below, two more. AP. Whose story is this? I thought maybe you'd tell me all about your past, since you've always been so secretive. But who's this Zara girl? I've never heard you mention her. And what does she have to do with the cemetery and 9th of December 1964 and that Roberts man? Asks Valerie. You have to wait.